USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF.
For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.